WXCO 1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief, the latest CBS News poll, finds declining approval levels for President Trump's performance in office. Here's CBS News Deputy Director of Elections and Surveys, Jennifer DePinto.
42% of Americans approve of the job he's doing, a slight dip from 45% last month and off the highs reached earlier this year.
In Rome, Pope Leo expressed his, quote, deep sorrow for the deadly Israeli attack on the only Catholic church in the Gaza Strip on Thursday.
Dell'esercito israeliano contro la parrocchia cattolica della Sacra Famiglia in Gaza.
People living just north of the nation's capital were surprised by torrential rain and flash flooding yesterday. Montgomery County, Maryland Fire Department spokesman Pete Pieringer.
We had a heck of a storm roll through Montgomery County, a particularly down county area just north of the District of Columbia.
A creek in a highly populated area of the county rose about 10 feet in 30 minutes last night. CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
As Wisconsin is dropping a line in your favorite fishing spot, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For Civic Media News, I'm Charlie Pittman. A nonprofit in northeastern Wisconsin serves people with major disabilities, but it's getting mixed messages from lawmakers on whether the families it serves will be impacted by federal Medicaid cuts. Judith Ruiz Branch of the Wisconsin News Connection reports.
The nonprofit CP serves about 200 people in northeast Wisconsin that have complex physical or developmental disabilities, nearly all of whom use Medicaid to pay for their services. Julie Tesloff is the director of adult day services and says about 75% of clients are in wheelchairs and unable to reposition themselves. She explains the exercise program CP offers is crucial to prevent patients from developing pressure sores.
A sore on the butt costs a lot of money. It's like anywhere from $30,000 to $150,000. And once one of our clients has a pressure sore, it stays with them for a long time.
She says their program focuses on functional skills training using adaptable equipment funded through grants and community support. Tesloff says most of their clients are deemed to have a level of disability that could place them in a nursing home, and most are poor. About half live with their parents, who she says can easily experience burnout. She explains the day services provide respite for these caregivers and prevent costly nursing home placements for clients. Starting December of 2026, most Medicaid recipients will be required to complete at least 80 hours per month of work, schooling, or community service to retain coverage. There are exceptions, but it's not clear if they will apply to people caring for an adult with a disability. John Sindergaard, executive director at CP, says lawmakers have assured them that their clients won't be impacted.
But then in the next breath, they're all telling us that they can't necessarily be certain about that because they don't know the details. And in many cases, it's sobering to say that they haven't even worked their way through all of the legislation yet.
For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
Another win for the Brewers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers beating the Dodgers again. 8-7 last night in Los Angeles. Milwaukee now with a 9-game winning streak. Now, the Dodgers' Shohei Ohtani hit his 33rd homer of the year. He leads the National League, but the Brewers kept coming back. They're now 5-0 against the defending World Series champions after that 3-game sweep in Milwaukee before the All-Star break. Although Freddy Peralta won his 7th straight start, he wasn't particularly sharp, giving up 4 runs and 5 hits in 5 innings pitched. But the Brewers tacked on some insurance runs to maintain the lead. Right fielder Isaac Collins with a 363-foot homer over the short right field wall in the 4th inning. Caleb Durbin with an RBI double in the 6th. Then Joey Ortiz with a home run to round things out. So again, the final, the Brewers 8-7 over the Dodgers last night. Game 3 of the series wrapping up this afternoon. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin is brats on the grill for a tailgate, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly sunny for today, but areas of smoke out there. Light east to northeast winds and highs in the upper 70s. Partly cloudy tonight, still some smoke with lows in the mid and upper 50s. Smoke thinning out Monday. Mostly sunny, once again upper 70s. Right now it's 67.
School sports are played by humans, coached by humans, and officiated by humans. So the next time you're sitting in the stands at a school athletic event, please remember this and maintain your humanity, especially when it comes to judging and critiquing athletes, coaches, and officials. Please show your fellow human some respect. They'll appreciate your empathy.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Hey, it's Mike Rohn. If I have a choice, I like to do business with companies that actually stand for something. That's why I switch from Verizon to Pure Talk. No offense to Verizon, I'm sure they stand for something. I just don't know what it is. Pure Talk, on the other hand, is a veteran-owned company that supports our military in a big way, and I appreciate that. Yeah, I also appreciate unlimited talk and text and plenty of data for half the cost of the big guys, and I do like being on America's most dependable 5G network for just $20 a month, but what I really appreciate is no contract, no cancellation fees, and Pure Talk's commitment to handle all their customer service in this country. I saw it for myself. I went to Georgia, I got a tour of their headquarters, I met their CEO, and I talked to the same customer service folks that you'll talk to when you dial #250 and say keyword micro. Switch today and save 50% off your first month when you dial #250 and say keyword micro. Pure Talk. A wireless company that actually stands for something.
Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, I'm live from Madison, where I welcome director-producer John Roach at Max Inc. Radio's Rocker joins me in studio for some Atwood Fest chat. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO, Wausau's home for the Todd Allball Show.
Music of the stars, huh? One more hour. Every Sunday, from 7 o'clock Central AM till high noon. That's civic media time, which means Central. Well, we're around the world, you know, with the magic of the internet. What an invention. This is Russ Phillips on trombone. It's called doodling. It's for trombonists who like to show off. Can you blame them? We'll be right back. Now, if you're a sax player and you want to show off, well, there's only one song for that. No, I mean, if you really are good and want to show off, it's Jimmy Dorsey and Oodles of Noodles. But this is the Marine Band going to do it for you this time. No, really. See what I mean? Marine Band, Master Sergeant Steve Longori on alto. Look at that. Patty Page.
How much is that doggy in the window? The one with the waggly tail. How much is that doggy in the window? I do hope that dog is for sale. I must take a trip to California and leave my poor sweetheart alone. If he has a dog, he won't be lonesome, and the doggy will have a good home. How much is that doggy in the window? The one with the waggly tail. How much is that doggy in the window? I do hope that dog is for sale. I read in the papers there are robbers with flashlights that shine in the dark. If he has a doggy to protect him, he'll scare them away with one bark. I don't want a bunny or a kitty. I don't want a parrot that talks. I don't want a bowl of little fishies. You can't take a goldfish for a walk. How much is that doggy in the window? The one with the waggly tail. How much is that doggy in the window? I do hope that doggies, I do hope that doggies, I do hope that doggies for sale.
Hey, remember the pet shop on the corner where we used to walk by and see the monkeys in the windows and everything? They're tearing that down.
Yeah, I'll never forget that. Boy, one day I went in the show to get my mother a birthday present.
Oh, they had a lot of nice things to get in there.
Yeah. I wanted the best for my mother. You know how it is. I went in there and I said to the clerk, Marty, I said, give me that parrot. That's the one I want. Beautiful looking parrot. He says, that'll cost you $20. I said, for what? A parrot? He said, that's a very intelligent parrot. Why, that parrot speaks 7 languages. I said, yeah. He said, yeah. Well, I want the best for my mother, Joe, so I gave him $20, and I went home, and I put it on the table, and I went out. I wanted to surprise my mother. I went out. I came home about supper time. I said, hiya, Ma. How you like your birthday present? He said, what present? I said, the parrot. He said, I thought it was a chicken. I plucked it and cooked it. I said, you did that? I said, Ma, that was a very expensive parrot. It spoke 7 languages. He said, well, if he was so smart, why didn't he say so?
Here's Pablo.
The loveliness of Paris.
This is Pablo.
Seems somehow sadly gay.
The singing parrot.
The glory that was Rome is of another day. I've been terribly alone and forgotten in Manhattan. I'm going home to my city by the bay.
I am. Pancho the Parrot at the San Diego Zoo. How'd they get that whole orchestra in there? Perry Como, Mitchell Ayers. Mitch is from Milwaukee.
Belly high may call you any night, any day. In your heart, you'll hear it call you. Come away, come away. Belly high will whisper on the wind of the sea. Here am I, your special island. Come to me, come to me. Your own special hopes, your own special dreams bloom on the hillside and shine in the streams. If you try, you'll find me where the sky meets the sea. Here am I, your special island. Come to me, come to me. Belly high, belly high, belly high. Someday you'll see me floating in the sunshine, my head sticking out from a low-flying cloud. You'll hear me call you, singing through the sunshine, sweet and clear as can be. To me, belly high, come to me, come to me, belly high.
Richard Rodgers, Oscar Hammerstein, South Pacific. There are a couple of Racine gals in that picture. They kind of wandered in back in 56 during the shooting. They used them. Let me see if I can find that story. Pancho the Parrot on The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson.
What kind of a bird is this?
He's a double yellow-headed Amazon parrot.
Right. And how long have you had
Pancho? Pancho has been in the show at the Wild Animal Park for about 3 years. He's about 12 years old now. And he lived with some ladies who sang around the house, and he learned from them. Can you say hi? Say hi.
Hi.
Good, good. Okay, that's one.
Can you say that a little softer?
Ah.
Ooh. Hey. Now we're talking.
Now we're talking. Like all good singers do before they sing, well, sometimes they like to warm up. Can you warm up for us? Warm up. Attaboy, Pancho.
Oh, we got a winner here.
Now.
We got a winner.
His first song is from the musical South Pacific, Belly High. Belly High. Attaboy, Pancho.
The bird.
How about I left my heart in San Francisco. I? No, I. Just because Johnny likes that one, huh? Okay, I left. I left. I left. No, I left.
But the bird didn't go like this. Tony Bennett goes like this.
What do you say when you see a bird fly over, Pancho? What do you say?
What are you doing up there?
Can you try another warm-up for us? And a high one. Atta boy. Now, this last one is his favorite.
Obviously, certain birds are easier to train. This is the best I've ever heard. Over the years, we've had, as I say, a lot of really wipeouts. You know, where the bird sits, or they say he has to be in a certain mood. What makes Pancho so good?
Some birds talk better than others, and some learn quicker. He's just an exceptional bird, and he was in the right environment. And
is it the reward again? I mean,
birds learn to talk when they're fat and they're happy and they're really content with their environment, and they're kind of bored and they have nothing else to do, and they have a lot of stimulus.
They have a long life too, don't they?
Yes, they do. This guy probably lived to be 70 or 80, and he's only 12 now, so he's got quite a career ahead.
Yeah, he'll know the Irving Berlin songbook by then.
He's got one more song too. How about Springtime in the Rockies? Springtime, springtime, springtime. Springtime. Warm up for us. Okay. Okay, now we'll try to get springtime. Okay, here we go. Springtime. When it's springtime. When it's spring.
When it
Okay, this is what I've been looking forward to. So who have we got here?
I'm Pam, and this is my dog, Oscar.
Okay, how old is he?
He is 3 years old.
He's adorable.
Yeah, thank you. I love him. He is adorable.
And Pam, how old are you?
I am 59 years old.
You look good. Okay, and tell me why you've entered the show this year.
Because Oscar has a very unique talent. He can sing. When I play the piano, he can sing.
Are you winding me up?
No, I'm telling you, he can sing. He can hold a note. He can even do a vibrato and everything.
Yeah,
he can. Wow.
And where did he learn how to sing?
He started singing about a year and a half ago in my living room when I was playing the piano. And so then I worked with him, and now he really sings.
So does he write his own lyrics or what?
You know what? He doesn't write them yet, but I have a feeling that he might.
I don't want to expect too much, but yeah, I'm not kidding. I've done this show a long time. And I always said if we could find a dog that could sing, that would be everything to me. Good luck.
All right, thank you. All right, Oscar, let's get ready here.
Oh.
Mitch Miller, Old Yeller.
Free without a family tree. But he could up and do it and prove there's nothing to it, and that's how a good dog should be.
Here, Yeller, come back, Yeller.
Best doggone dog in the West.
Best doggone dog in the West.
Old Yeller was a hunter, a rarin' tearin' hunter. In any chase, he knew just how to run. And when he hunted trouble, he always found it double. And that's when old Yeller had fun.
Here, Yeller, come back, Yeller.
Best doggone dog in the West.
Best doggone dog in the West.
Old Yeller was a fighter, a rootin' tootin' fighter. In any scrap he knew just what to do. A rough and ready feller, although his coat was yeller, his bold Texas heart was true blue.
Here, Yeller, come back, Yeller. Best dog on dog in the West. Here, Yeller.
I will get you.
But they said you weren't wrong.
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 Weren't wrong.
Weren't wrong.
On the phone.
On the phone.
Take a chance.
Take a chance.
At the dance.
At the dance.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Frankie Fontaine. Believe me, the guy can sing, really. I'll prove it in a minute. Here's Arthur Godfrey.
I shut off the heat. I put out the cat. I did everything like you said.
My darling, you're sweet. There's no doubt of that. Now, will you go to bed?
Say, honey.
I'm trying to sleep.
You know what?
I'm sure it'll keep.
They're talking of raising the taxes.
You're getting off cheap.
But my profits are small.
I know.
Politicians are all.
I know. Go to sleep.
But my dear.
Go to sleep.
But my dear.
Go to sleep.
Okay.
Oh, baby.
What is it, my dear?
You're snoring.
Put stuff in your ear.
My mother is thinking of traveling.
Make sure she goes west.
But our home's in the east.
I know.
I just think you're a beast.
I know. Go to sleep.
But my dear.
Go to sleep.
But my dear.
Go to sleep. I ran into your girlfriend, Kitty. She's pretty.
How'd you tell?
I asked her to bring George to dinner. He's thinner.
Now ain't that swell?
Oh, sweetheart.
Where's something to throw?
I love you.
Now that's nice to know.
I'm glad that it's you that I married.
I'm warning you, Joe.
Our two daughters are grand.
I know.
But that ain't what we planned.
Now, Joe, go to sleep.
But my dear.
Go to sleep.
But my dear.
Go to sleep. How do you like him? Keeps me awake now. He goes to sleep. They've got a sale on fur in town now. Don't frown now.
I'm not sore.
They give you 18 months to pay, dear. Okay, dear.
Order 4.
Oh, Poochie.
All right, I give in.
I love you.
I give up. You win.
I'm glad that it's you that I married.
Stop tickling my chin.
You can go back to sleep.
Oh, no.
You were right, it can keep.
Oh, no.
Go to sleep.
But my dear.
Go to sleep.
But my dear.
Go to sleep.
Go to sleep. Go to sleep. Go to sleep.
That is her 1958 hit, Who's Sorry Now? Her other... ballads include Don't Break the Heart That Loves You and Pretty Little Baby, which if you've been on social media lately, you've seen that it has seen a resurgence on TikTok and Instagram. She signed her first music contract when she was just 17 years old. A cause of death has not yet been determined. Connie Francis was 87.
But the melody lingers on. You and the song are gone. But the melody lingers on. The night was splendid, and the melody seemed to say, summer will pass away. Take your happiness while you may.
We'll meet tonight's mystery guest in just a moment, but first, here is a word from our... And now we come to the special feature of our program, the appearance of our mystery challenger, for which the members of the panel are always blindfolded. Are the blindfolds all in place, panel?
Yes.
Yeah, but I can't see.
Will you enter, mystery challenger, and sign in, please? As you know, we go to a different form of questioning on this trip. You ask one question at a time, in turn, moving clockwise, and we'll begin with Dorothy Kilgallen.
Have you a hit record?
Yeah.
Mr. Sir?
Are you primarily a singer?
Yeah.
Ms. Francis?
Do you sing in pictures?
Yeah.
Mr. Lewis?
Southern Pictures?
Yeah.
Miss Kilgallen?
Wait, that's not a fair.
Oh, is that... Oh, you want that to be a half?
One question. I wanted to get a laugh, so I forgot what I wanted. All right.
Now, actually, Jerry, we will accept that was asked for the good fun in it. You may have a real serious
Thank
question.
Thank you, John.
Now.
I appreciate it. I'd like a mellow roll also, if I could.
You can have your mellow roll after the program.
Are you currently appearing in New York?
No.
That's why I thought you'd like another question. That's one down and nine to go, Miss Kilgallen.
Are you Connie Francis?
Yeah, yes.
That didn't take long, did it?
I must say, Miss Connie, I'm afraid that bedlam that broke loose when you came through the curtains did a great deal to give too much away at one time. At the same time, our congratulations to you for the meteoric career that you've had in this
Thank
past
you,
year.
John. It was nice all the same.
Ah, it was
John,
wonderful.
John, Dorothy's jumping at
I was going to ask about where the boys are. I wanted to get that in, Miss Francis, but never had a chance.
Thank you. When he said a southern
You were thinking
movie,
where the boys are,
I was
weren't
thinking
you?
Southern Florida.
Yeah, and I was just thinking of the boys. Mm-hmm.
But that's several hits back, isn't it, Connie?
But the movie Where the Boys Are Now has been playing around the country for many weeks.
It's a very
and
cute
been very
Thank
cute,
you.
Very
I think I'd have guessed her, John, if she'd have talked a lot more regularly. I mean, you know, the disguising of the boys threw me altogether.
It's so unfair.
You know, with the disguising of the boys, the blindfold, and this chair that's hot and making my trousers sticky. You don't give enough to work with here at all, John.
I think you would have too, Jerry, because any young lady who has made you've had seven gold records and you've sold 15 million records in the very recent past. It's a wonderful record.
Thank you for being our guest.
This is the music of the stars. Great artist and a great lady. Tribute to Connie Francis. The Music of the Stars, Civic Media, Radio Network.
We strolled the lane together, laughed at the rain together. Sang love to cast love aside together. You're gone from me, but in my memory, we always will be together. Oh, darling, the memory of all the happy moments we shared together will always remain in my heart. The picnics at the park, the boat rides on the lake, the way we danced all night, the warmth of your kiss, the way you held me tight, are all part of a tender love I'll never, never forget. You're gone.
The music of the stars.
Count every star in the midnight sky. Count every rose, every firefly. For that's how many times I miss you. Heaven knows I miss you. Count every leaf on a willow tree. Count every wave on a stormy sea.
Count every star and darling wave. Times I have cried for you.
That's Hugo Winterhalter. They don't get any better. And Perry Como. Alan Roberts, Robert Allen, the name of the composer and lyricist. That's it for another program, but there's always next week, isn't there? Lord willing. Here's Perry.
You are never far away from me. When we part, I hold your memory. You linger in my dreams when day has flown, and through the lonely night, I'm not alone. When two sweethearts carries you and I, there's no sadness in the word goodbye, because you're always in my heart, my love. Wherever I may be, you are never far away from me.
The Music of the Stars on the Civic Media Radio Network. Thanks for being part of our program, and thanks for being part of our radio family. You're the best audience anywhere, because you get it. Until next week, from 7 till noon, Central Time, keep your dreams alive. Reach for the stars.
Because you're always in my heart, my love. Wherever I may be, you are never.
Listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO 1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by ZipRecruiter.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. The latest CBS News poll shows support for President Trump is slipping.
CBS's Deputy Director of Elections and Surveys, Jennifer DePinto, breaks it down.
After 6 months, President Trump's overall approval continues to slide incrementally. 42% of Americans approve of the job he's doing, a slight dip from 45% last month and off the highs reached earlier this year. It's now closer to where it hovered for a lot of his first term.
DePinto says the poll also finds the president continues to get strong approval from his Republican base, but otherwise his numbers are mostly negative. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
The MAGA movement has long demanded the release of the government's Jeffrey Epstein files, but now Democrats are joining in. Here's Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar on CNN.
They promised that these documents would be out there, and now suddenly, with a whistleblower